Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Tea with Ree. I am your lovely and funny as hell host, comedian extraordinaire, Lady Shamar. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Thank you very much. We have a phenomenal show. Hey, boo. How you doing? Look, for those of y'all who don't know or are not friends with me on Facebook, you don't know that I actually have a show tonight in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So if there's anybody listening down in the 252 to 910, I salute you guys. I'm headed up that way. So I am broadcasting live from my truck headed up the road to Jacksonville, North Carolina. And so I have my very, very good friend with me. He is a stupid funny comedian. He's calling in the area code 646-200-4822. Definitely make sure you let all your friends know the dial that number to get on in. So, again, let them know the numbers. Area code 646-200-4822. In this show that we got going on tonight, we have some amazing, amazing co-hosts. And I want to take the time now to introduce, I see two of my co-hosts are already on now, and I want to take the time right now to introduce them to you. Mr. C, Ricardo Briggs, he is Mr.
What's
Get
up?
It Done. How are you?
Everything is well. Well, I'm a little jealous that you on the road traveling. I'm sitting in my bedroom. I got my yak. I'm naked from the waist down. You know, I'm just going to enjoy the tea tonight. Just I'm going to just be myself tonight while we're enjoying this tea. What's up, baby? How y'all doing out there in Blog Radio land? What's up?
So we have Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs on the line. We have my brother from another mother. I love him to pieces, Mr. Panty Dropper, Mr. Gino V. How you doing, Mr. Gino V?
Oh, man, how y'all doing today? I'm feeling good.
We are feeling good.
Yeah, man.
Good. You know what? You was a hot commodity on the last show 2 days ago. I mean, so much so, I had the females in my inbox. They weren't even asking me when my next comedy show. They were asking me when you was going to be back on the show with Mr. C. Ricardo.
Hey, now I'm the only man.
I don't really know how I feel about
here.
This shit.
I'm the only man that's supposed to be around here now. That nigga know he can't stay here too long. He got to get his shit and go.
Okay. Wait a minute.
And then adding to I missed it, we have the very, very beautiful and talented Miss Songbird herself, Miss Candy Sugarfoot. How you doing, Miss Candy Sugarfoot?
Oh, I am blessed and highly flavored in the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, you want that shit on here?
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
That's a word.
I'm going to need you to get bad on out here. Because we're going to have some adult conversations, Candy. And
okay,
I'm going to need you to bring bad out.
Hey,
oh, she
is. Can I introduce Bad when it's time to bring Bad out? Can I introduce her?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I sure will.
Yeah.
Now, for all of my people that are streaming online, who whether this is your first time, you know, seeing a flyer and signing in and listening in and calling in, listening to the team with Ree, look, I'm going to have to give these people 2 minutes. Since my panel was so big tonight, I'm going to have to give each of these individuals two minutes, to just tell the people, you know, just in case they've been hiding under a rock, who the heck y'all are. So, Miss Candy Sugarfoot, can you please tell the people something about you they've never, ever heard of Candy Sugarfoot, please?
Yes. Again, my name is Candy Sugarfoot Herzen. I am from originally Gibsonville, North Carolina. Currently living in Greensboro. I am a vocalist, an actress, now a motivational speaker. I am a model. What else am I? I am a man eater.
Damn, what you ain't? Can you tell us what you ain't?
What I ain't?
Your resume is extensive.
Mama.
I like that. Yes.
All right. Well, that's Candy Sugar for Urban. So if y'all have never, ever, ever come downtown in a different spot that she goes to and does her thing, you guys definitely need to check out Miss Candy Sugar for Urban. Now, before we go any further, I just want to let y'all know I got both of my cell phones dialed in because, you know, I got Sprint this up sometimes. So if I go somewhere and I drop a signal on one phone, I'm still running on the next one. So if you hear me bleep out, don't worry. I'm going to pick up the other phone. So now, the next. Okay, y'all, I'm going to be giving instructions while I'm hosting, too, so y'all don't judge me. We're going to take this way, the wild way. So, I got to direct the peoples now. We got to get to our destination. So, now, one of our next panelists, like I told y'all, man, he just a penny dropper himself. If nobody has ever heard of you, and I don't know how they couldn't have, Mr. Gino D, 2 minutes, tell the people who you are and what you're about, please, sir.
Well, first of all, I'm a man of God.
Oh, man, I'm about to hang a
word.
Nah, man, look, my real name is Abel. A lot of people don't know that about me. But my real name is Abel. I'm from Danville, Virginia. Everybody call me Gino. You know, I'm a single writer, producer. You know, it ain't too much for me. I'm just here doing what I do, you know, whatever. But I ain't, you know, it don't take too much with me. You know, I just get on stage, do what I do, and make it happen.
Okay, just tell the people what you do.
Is that what I...
Tell the people what you do.
Oh, man, I sing, I write, I produce. I do all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Music is my life. You know, I ain't out here modeling or nothing like that, like Miss Candy doing. But you know, I'm out here doing what I do. You know.
Okay. Well, in the event somebody's listening to this and they thinking you are perhaps maybe some mixtape dropper, can you please fill people in on some of the people you've written for?
Okay. As of now, well, I can't really go into that because, you know, I'm signing papers as we speak. But, you know, I've done work with Lil Mo. I've been with Fantasia. I've been with quite a bit. Like, Jesus Christ, I done played with some of the best. I done been with some of the best. So, you know, I'm still climbing the rock, but, you know, I'm here. I'm grinding just like everybody else, you know.
Hey, and that's why we call you Gino V, the penny dropper. Y'all definitely make sure you check him out on Facebook. Mr. Gino Can Sing is his name on Facebook. Go find him. Gino is G-I-N-O. Candy Sugarfoot Urban, C-A-N-D-I. Sugarfoot, F-E-G-A-F-O-O-T. Urban, A-T-R-B-I-N. Go find him. Last but definitely not least, Mr. Diddy Dunn. Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, sir. If people are just now tuning in and they've never heard you on the radio show, they've never been to anything you've done, please F on the people who you are and what you do.
Well, you already know. It's C. Ricardo here. You know, three stacks. You better say something open mic. And we do a little bit of everything in the city, man. We just like to bring great artistry, great people together. We like to have a good time. We always opening venues for other people to get it on. If we all can't do it together, then we all can't do it at all. That's how I do it. That's how I love doing it. If I can't do it with my people, if I can't do it with the people that I say I love, I shouldn't be doing it. I'm C. Ricardo. I'm just so happy to have my little sis, everybody's favorite Candy Sugarfoot, on the line tonight. She better show her black hands. She better go in. I got little bro with me, Gino Valentino. Man, they know enough about me. I love it, though. I really appreciate y'all for just having me back. We having such a good time on this blog radio. Y'all catching these teas. I love it so much. See, Ricardo, let's have a good time tonight, man. Let's have a good time.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, let's get it.
And that's
how
it is. That's just C. Ricardo. Now,
and I got this red line on the gate.
Hey.
Now, before I continue to go any further, you guys have been under a rock and have never heard of me, comedian Lady Shamar. I am what I like well, not even me. I've been coined the phrase of Carolina's finest. You know, I don't think so. There are other female comedians, and I can name them, like Nikki Who. Oh, my God, she's a beast when it comes down to comedy. Tina Marie, you know, Tasha Renee. I mean, these are a few of the female comedians in North Carolina that I know of that I think are extremely funny. But I have been dawned.
Big Bones. Big Bones. Big Bones. Big shout-out to Big Bones.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I took a Big Bone Shark. Oh, Lord, I don't even know how I missed up. That one is stupid, dumb, retarded, funny. So,
yeah.
I didn't forget you, baby. Blame it on my mind and not my heart, sugar. Mama loves you, baby. So, I am, you know, they say that shit in church. But
yes, they
I
do.
Am comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Chappelle. I am the CEO of Gap to Smile Entertainment, where we offer you the finest and effortless classy entertainment shows. Comedians on deck, you need them, hit us up on Facebook, you can find us. All right, that was my 2 minutes of fame. Shout that out in case folks just, I don't know where the hell they would be in. And under a rock of salt. But, guys, we got questions. We got feeds. And I want everybody advice. I mean, I want y'all to get downright pretty with it. Candy, if you're sitting over there being pretty and shit, I'm going to choke you. I want Bad to bring her ass out here if you're going to be pretty. You hear me?
I got you.
All right. I'm going to have Mr. C. Ricardo introduce Bad. Whenever y'all are getting lax,
we're
going to have Mr. C. Ricardo bring Bad out.
Yes. All right?
So, here we go. And, guys, the way this show goes, you know, if you have a situation, you need some advice, you don't know what to do, or you just want to know somebody else's opinion on something, yo, find the Facebook page, The Tea with Lee. Just how it is, and Ree is spelled R-I-E. Find the Facebook page, The Tea with Ree. Inbox your situation. Inbox your question. Let me know what you got a question about, what you need some advice on. Let me know if you want to remain anonymous, too. And then what we'll do, we'll put that question up on the talk show, and we'll have the panel all answer it and how we would answer, because we all don't see eye to eye, Gino. We all don't see eye to eye sometimes.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Shit.
these questions that we will be reading in situations, these are coming straight off of listeners, straight off of people who know me and know how ratchet I can be and classy at the same time, I reckon. Or they like the way Mr. C. Ricardo and Gino brings those answers, you know. So this is for them, and then we got Candy/Bad on the line, but we're going to get it. So, guys, without further ado, the first question. Hello, T with Ree. I have a bit of a situation that I would like you and your panel help with. I have a best friend that I've been friends with for over 15 years. She knows everything about me and vice versa. We're basically sisters in a sense. For the past 2 months, I've been dating her older brother, and I know that she would not like that. We're starting to get kind of serious, and I want to know if you were in my shoes, would you tell her? Keep in mind that she is very protective over her brother. I'm going to go ahead and take a stab at this one first, guys. I'm going to say sugar. Yes, baby. First of all, the determining factor on whether or not you should tell your best friend you getting down with her brother, if you can tell me what their mouth do.
I knew it.
Yeah, absolutely. If a brother ain't good in the mouth skills department, then it's not even worth it. It's not even worth the trouble. I mean, don't even tell her. Just let it be a flame or something like that. Now, you know, if the mouth got you trying to co-sign for apartments and cars and stuff, and you might want to go on and tell her, you know, Bessie, I've been smashing your brother for a few months, and I want you to know because he and I are getting serious. That's just my take on that. What say you, Miss Candy Sugarfoot?
Yeah, she definitely needs to tell him. I mean, they both grown. So the only thing she can do is either be mad and get over it or get over it and be mad. So it don't matter. Just tell him.
But what she's saying is, you know, her best friend is protective over her brother.
Don't matter. Y'all still grown.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Well, Gino, we're going to save your ass for last, because I know you're going to come out of the side pocket with some shit. What is your take on that, sir?
Hey, you know what? I really got to follow Sugarfoot on this one because, you know, fuck what your friends think. You got to live your life. I mean, this is your life. If you and homie happy, fuck what your friend thinking. She either going to be cool with it in the long run or you just like, or she wasn't really your friend. I mean, fuck, her brother is a grown man. Like, he should be able to do what the fuck he want to. I mean, she can state her profession like, yo, I don't really care for you being with my girl or I don't really care for you being with my brother. But in the end, y'all are adults, just like Sugarfoot said. Like, y'all are adults. So fuck what her friend got to say. I mean, if you happy with homie, you better go ahead and make that thing happen. Me personally, I wouldn't even tell her shit. She'll find out when she feels. Like, she don't owe
right.
her. She don't have to. She don't owe her. She don't have to just tell her. You know what I mean? Even if she want to mention it, like, yeah, I'm with your brother. Me and your brother been kicking it. But besides that, like, shit, we adults. Shit, we do what we want to do
right.
out here. That's what I mean. That's my take on it.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of torn on that because, see, I can kind of feel where old girl is coming from because I was in a situation like that. Fucked up my best friend and our relationship. I mean, really, really did.
And
how
did it fuck up the relationship?
See,
what happened?
Because whereas I'm sitting here thinking that, oh, my God, you know, I'm just going to marry this guy. We're going to live in a White House with a picket fence and all of this other shit. She lived with the dude. So she knew that when I wasn't around or he wasn't talking to me, he had other bitches on the house or coming over and all that other shit. And because that was her brother, her loyalty lies with her brother, so she couldn't tell me directly that her brother was cheating on me and he wasn't shit. So the fact that she kept saying, no, leave my brother alone, I kept saying, you know, bitch, you hating. And then we started clashing and, you know, shit like that happens. But I'm just saying.
Hey, honestly, adults being adults, she should have been able to tell you what her brother was doing, and then you should have been able to make your own decisions of whether you wanted to stay with homie or not. Just being adults. Like, you know, fuck all
okay,
that
well, you
shit.
Know, well, let's see, because I'm going to get Gino's take, and then I got Mr. Ryan Davis that had something to say on that one. So Mr. Gino B., what do you say?
Oh, shit, brace yourself.
Oh, shit. Listen, I'm gonna tell you how this shit gonna work out. I promise. This is what you do, all right?
Uh-huh.
You and your man at the house, right? And
uh-huh.
I know she listens. She got to listen. Listen. Now you and your man at the house, right?
Uh-huh.
And you invite her over for dinner. She be like, oh yeah, hell yeah, girl. You know, I've been working and shit. I'm coming over. That's what's up. She come on over, right? And while your man in the back, right, don't even tell him. While your man in the back, you go back there, be like, girl, hold on 1 second. Go back there, show him what that mouth do. Come back, come back in the living room.
What the hell is he talking about?
Listen, I promise you, this is going to work out so good. And as soon as you come in the living room, be like, babe, come here. You gonna come in there, his dick gonna be halfway hard, right? So what you do is you say, oh damn, I didn't tell you. Everybody loves the element of fucking surprise. Shit, what
oh,
you gonna say there?
My God.
Surprise!
Has Gina been drinking?
I mean,
has Gina been drinking?
Yes,
I was thinking
Gino?
The same damn
yes,
thing. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I think Gino drinking.
Gino is nuts. Gino, that's why we leave you for last. You know what?
Gino got getting head on his mind. Gino got getting.
No,
he
right.
He got getting head.
But listen, if you break it off like that, nobody's going to listen. They're going to have to sit down and talk about it. Everybody got to sit down and talk about it.
I got to talk about shit.
Well, you're going to lose a friend.
I'll go home.
So she gets ahead in front of his sister?
No, I said go in the back room and suck your man dick and then come back.
So what, you
going to
explain it
and
all that so the sister can hear it?
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. She can be like, girl, you're not there getting it in, ain't you? Yeah, I want you to meet my baby. Come here, boo. Yeah. You know it.
Oh,
it'd
my
be her
God.
Brother. Her brother walked
you
out.
Are,
like, oh, shit, what up, sis?
He'd be like, oh,
you are
shit.
Okay, Gino, I see where Gino going with that. I see where he's going with that.
I'm telling you, it goes well like that. That's what should I do.
I don't see where the hell Gino is going with that, but I guess if it makes sense in a man's mind, you
it
know,
always makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Surprise
that. You know what?
Surprise that.
Luckily
surprise
for you.
Surprise, fucking your brother.
Luckily for you, my compadre got a call, and he had to take this call. But when he get off his call, we'll jump back to that one and let him give y'all his take on that one. So we're going to jump right along to the next one, because, like I said, I don't know what in the hell Gino was thinking. So here we go with the next one. And we'll let Miss, let's see, I'm scanning over this one. Okay, oh, I'm going to let Miss Sugarfoot. Sugarfoot, you might have to bring Bad out for this one. We're going to let you answer this one first. All right, Sugar?
All right.
All right. Oh, Lord, this track is getting bumper to bumper up in this pool. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Here's the question. Hey, Ree, let me get right to the point of my reason for writing you. I'm in an exclusive relationship with a guy. I'm not faithful to him, but I act like it for his sake. I'm in the market to move, and there's an amazing house that will fit my needs. I told my man that I don't want to move in with him, so he's. I'm reading just how they wrote it to me, so don't want y'all to think I'm stupid. So he has told me that he would pay my deposit and first month's rent if I move into the house. The only problem is that the house is directly across the street from him. Now, although him paying those for me would be a godsend, I don't think he'd be ready to see the different men I know coming over to my house. What should I do? Help a sister out. Keep my ass anonymous.
Ooh, Lord. Okay. It
Look,
is.
I'm gonna be watching my Facebook page. Y'all should be watching my Facebook page. Whoever fucking move in the next 30 days, y'all gonna know that this is them.
Right. But real talk, it's not gonna be a good look if she let this dude pay her deposit for this house.
Yeah, and another thing, you said you're doing it on the
TV. And then he going to see all these men coming in and out her door. That's not going to be a good look, not at all. So
what?
He's okay with her. It's not going to be a good look unless she's okay with him saying, oh, that bitch a hoe. Unless she's okay with that, then yeah, go ahead and let him pay it.
You know what? Niggas will say a girl is a hoe if they saw just one guy walking through
True.
Her fucking door and they not sure whether or not she fucking him or he a business partner or anything.
That's true.
So,
that's true. But I'm saying if he pay that money and she says she not faithful to him, he's definitely going to see these niggas coming in, these different cars, motorcycles, skateboards. They're going to be like, okay. She's smashing all the homies.
Wait a second. Can I stop real quick?
So, well, if she's okay with that, then yeah, go ahead and do it.
God damn it, when my phone rang, I'm going to answer it.
You know what, Candy? You give the good girl answers. You are such a good girl.
I am.
You know, your answers are so good girlish. Cause, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. If she don't care,
yeah, go ahead, let him pay, move into your house, and then wave at him when you open the door for your new dude.
Mm-mm. Do I make it an amen on that? Look, Steve Ricardo, what's your take on that one, sir? I can't wait to hear this shit.
I really didn't understand it because there was so much talking in the goddamn background, but I guess everything kind of calm right now, so I guess we'll go ahead and move forward. But listen, honestly, real talk, shorty, don't take that man money. Don't take that man money and don't move into that man's. Don't do all that. That's what I'm saying about if you can't take it, don't dish it out. Please don't do that. Don't do that shit. I mean, if you ain't feeling homie like that, then just tell him you ain't feeling him. But once you start taking money, once you start acting like you feeling homie but you really not, that's when problems come, you know. I don't want to see nothing
exactly.
bad happen to I don't want to see nothing bad happen to the young lady. So, you know, damn, be a woman. Be a woman about your shit. Yo, we had a good time while it lasted, but I really ain't feeling you. You know, I'm going to just move on. So then if she move across the street from the nigga, shit, it'll be okay. It won't be an issue. I mean, don't just take his money because you know shit going to come with that. Like, different things going to, like Sugarfoot says, like, you took his money, but you entertaining other folks. Like, you know, ain't nobody really giving out money without some type of attachment. You know,
so I don't mind doing that.
He
going to
want
a
key.
Right. I mean, even if he don't want a key, he's not going to want to see – he's not going to want to see Tom, Dick, and Harry just pulling up at any given time, you know. I mean, just say, yo, we can't be together. Like, shit, we can't be together. You know, we had fun, but let's end it. And, you know, don't take the
okay,
money because, like, how would y'all feel if homie did that shit to her? You know, how would you feel if the
shit
was on the other foot?
I mean, that shit happened every day for females. I mean, you know how many things, you know how many females get that dang old jug out of money every day of their life?
That's true. But what I'm saying is, like you know, she actually bragging about it. She forecasting it. Like, yo, I don't really like the nigga, but he want to give me the money. That's like bragging. So if you're going to play the pimp role,
well,
shit, just play the...
Well, she may just be asking, you know, it may seem like she's bragging because she has to explain the situation to us, you know, but she may not be telling anybody else how she feels. So, I mean, my Geno V, let me get your take on this, Mr. Geno V.
Man,
this
shit rough right now, but tell you what.
Take it in the house, check in the back bedroom, see what that mouth do.
No, don't do that. Ma'am, please don't take this nigga money. Please don't take this nigga money. Because if you're going to move across the street, she's going to try to kill your ass. As soon as he see the first car pull up over there, he's going to let off some rounds in that motherfucker. It's going to look like Afghanistan when he gets there. I'm telling you.
It could really turn
real,
though. It could really turn
to get real.
Really.
Now, y'all know normally I say take that motherfucker and run. But no, not on this one. Not on this
right.
one, please.
Right.
Lord God. Hey, you know what? I'm going to pray for you.
Well,
I'm gonna
you
pray
know
for
what?
You
this is
rough.
This is my take on this. And this is just me. I would take the money.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
She got a whole panel full of people, so she can take whoever's opinion she wants. But me personally, I would take the money, but then not moving that house. I would pick another dorm house that he don't know shit about. That is what I would do. I mean, I think the biggest problem in non-relationships today is that niggas don't know when to step the fuck off, and some females too. Like, if you call in a female and every time you call her, she not answering the phone, or she not returning your voicemails and she ain't calling back and no shit like that, hey, guess what, pumpkin? She's not that into you. And me personally, I got this thing because I never wanted to be that clingy type of chick. If I call you once, you don't answer, hey, you could have been busy. I just text you. I don't leave voicemails because niggas like to play voicemails back for their homeboys and they all be sitting here laughing at their ass. So that's why I don't leave fucking voicemail messages. But if I happen to call again a second time and I didn't get an answer, hey, guess what? That is the last time that I will be calling you until you call me back. If you never call me back, that is the damn end. I know how to take a hint. Some people don't. And that's where the problem lies. So I'm pretty sure she tried, because, I mean, it sounds like she's pretty intelligent, and I'm pretty sure she tried to give him the hint that she's just not that into him. He just chose not to take them.
Let's be real about it, man. It sounds like this girl has a good man, and she don't want to fucking deal with him. That ain't good. She has a problem.
I mean, I don't know per se that he's a good man. She didn't say he was a good man. Just because the dude pay your first month's rent and your deposit don't make him a good man, he could be beating the hell out of her. Behind closed doors.
What?
He could be laying her naked in the
bed,
and she don't like it that way.
What nigga? Sheree, what nigga gonna pay? Hell no. It sounds like she got a good nigga.
But my question is, why take the money though? I mean, if he's not a good guy, then don't take the money. Just disassociate yourself from the dude, so you won't find yourself in a bad situation down the road. Like, fuck, I mean, if you know, you say guys don't know how to take the hint, that may be true. Some niggas don't know how to take the hint. Some niggas need it in a layman's term. So, shit, if you ain't woman enough to tell this man, I don't want to fuck with you no more, stop calling me, don't be throwing hints and shit, just tell the motherfucker you through. Like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm through. You know, let it be, blah, blah, blah. And you don't have to worry about the long run shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, I hope this young lady, I really hope she don't take this man money and then get out here and start wilding, and this shit, God forbid, it ends in a terrible, tragic situation. Like, you can't play with motherfuckers like that. You just can't play with people like that.
I will agree on that one day.
Fucking right. You right across the street, you dumbass. You right across the street, dummy. Like, are you serious? Nah, don't take that man money. Did he pop you in your fucking head? Then you want to go find people to jump on him. Don't take his money. Shit.
Well, okay. Nah. So, Sugar, you have got, what, 4 different perspectives. Because I have a conscience and that motherfucker works sometimes, I'm going to say don't listen to me. Listen to
right.
The other 3 people on the panel. I personally can handle myself in a situation like that, so chose to pull a stunt like that. I mean, but let's face it, guys, and everybody on the panel, ain't no difference in this shit between a chick taking a pregnancy, making a nigga give her money for an abortion.
That's true.
That's true.
That's definitely true. That's so true.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true.
I agree, because you got to see some of these dudes scrambling up this money to pay for this abortion simply because they know they don't fuck the hood rat with a fat ass and some good pussy, but she would be a terrible mother. Well, she's already a terrible mother to her children. So they're scraping up this money to pay for this abortion, so they ain't got to deal with her for 18 years.
Yes. I know that situation all too well.
Hey, yo. Look, Ron Davis said, them niggas stupid. Stairs work all too well.
Yeah.
It's a bitch that right. About the steps. I know that shit, right?
Yeah. Right.
I'm just saying. I mean, to me, there's no difference.
It's not. That's true. It's not. But, I mean, it's all fucked up. Like, it's all real dirty. Either way it go, it's all fucked up. So, I mean, like, you know. Ladies should be ladies, gentlemen should be gentlemen. Like, bitch, if you ain't gonna stay with this nigga, please don't take his money.
Oh, they can hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, I see you can hear me.
Yeah, I brought Mr. Ron Davis in, and for nothing else more, you know, he has a great conversation with like you guys, but also so you guys won't keep hearing the feedback between our phones because we're so close and we're talking to one.
It ain't even that. Like, I'm getting tired of niggas arguing about me and me answering my phone. I can answer my goddamn phone. I'm in the car, too. All loud in the background. And fuck y'all. I can answer my phone.
That nigga need a shot of vodka, don't he? Somebody get that nigga a shot of vodka. That nigga need a shot of vodka. Nigga, you need a mop.
I'm in the background and people talking shit. Everybody's shushing me.
We're comedians. We do this on a regular. So, look, we're going to pop off to the next
question. That nigga, he need a molly. Tell him I got a couple of mollies if you need to pop. God damn. Man, hostile. You all right, man?
Hey, I'm sorry. I was frustrated. Everybody talking shit, and I can't say nothing.
Hey, man.
Hey, look,
listen,
y'all already know I got him riding without the AC on.
But listen, I heard it's a lot of women with y'all, man. I heard it's a lot of women with y'all, man. Find out what your mind
do. Don't answer that. Yeah, do it. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
What that mouth do?
Hey, look, see, Ricardo, Mr. Gino, Lee, Candy, Sugarfoot, y'all done been in my house. Y'all know how amazing I am. Yo, can you believe, like, we are, like, halfway on the other side of Raleigh right now. Can you believe we've driven from Greensboro, when we started the show, to where we are now, with all the windows up in this truck and no air on?
Stop playing. Stop playing.
God. Oh, no.
I know y'all look like a character from Roots.
Hey, that's why homie upset. Tell him that's why he upset. Tell him we totally understand.
Yeah.
We totally understand. Bro. Sorry about that.
See, now you understand.
Sorry about that.
I just set the air on for him. All right, yo, we're going to jump to the next question, all right? So this thing's pretty interesting. And keep in mind, y'all, I do not read any of these questions ahead of time. I only see these questions the day of the show when I transpose them onto a Word document. So here we go. Next thing. I know you sexy woman, you. Okay. I like it when they start these little things like this and stuff. Okay. What their mouth do. Okay, anyway. What's going on, you sexy woman, you? As you can see, I'm a dude, and most dudes aren't going to write into you, although your advice do be that shit. Oh, Lord, he said that instead of that. Never mind, scratch you. Anyway, much respect, queen, for your accomplishments. This question is for the fellas, though. Fuck you, nigga. All right, Chad and Gino and Dan Ryan, get this for y'all. Hey, fellas.
That's it, huh?
My neighbor ain't. I'm a little salty about that. I'll get over it in a few minutes. Once I get some food, you know, I stay hungry. Okay. So, hey, fellas, my neighbor ain't really the settle down with type of chick because she loud, ghetto, but keep the banging snack because of her food stamp. Anyway, this mother, did he just put that down and compliment her in the same fucking sentence? Damn.
Straight up.
Okay.
Straight up.
Yeah. I'm going to read that sentence again just for shits and giggles. Hey, fellas, my neighbor ain't really the settle down with type of chick because she loud, ghetto, but keep the banging snack because of her food stamp.
He's off to a good start. He's off to a real good start.
Anyways, I started smashing Shorty a few months ago when it was winter, although she got a man. But now I think I really like the broad. I mean, I get mad when her dude comes over and be about ready to shoot up her room when I notice he's been in her crib longer than an hour. Yo, fuck around and turn a jump off into the reason I check my mail? Because I damn sure ain't because I want to see the bill. This would be a great one to answer. Y'all pick on who's going to answer first, shit.
Chad, paper, rock, scissors. God knows.
Let Ryan Davis in on this one first. Let him in on this one. He need this first.
Okay. Well, nigga, I suggest you get your shit together. How the hell you not? You know she got a dude. You knew that. You got the out. You only should be giving her dick and eating all her dishes.
Yes.
I don't even know what's us right now. What is the question that you want to answer? You had the perfect situation.
Right, for real.
And y'all help me not fuck up. You said right off the bat, this woman's a fuck up. But now, does she another nigga's problem?
Yeah.
Who raised you? That's a question. Nigga, you don't need to ask good questions. You need a life coach. I am the mic the one to do. Because you know you're making fucked up decisions, and you just saying you do it anyway. I'm mad because enough. Are you mad that you think, all right, when you see that he's there for over an hour, are you mad because you think he's fucking, or you think ain't gonna be no gushers when you get there? Because then I can know, maybe you just have a lapse of judgment. But I suggest you take your ass right back next door and get out of your fucking feelings.
Right.
I'm fucking a girl and I can go home without any problem. And now I have an issue with it. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
That is so real.
Hey, I'll pass it to the next man.
What's your take? Which one of y'all gonna get up next?
Hey, listen, this is what I would say, though, real talk. Like, I think you need to check his macking, man. Check your pimping, man, because you're losing it right now. And if you tell anybody else the same story, nigga, your pimp card can be taken indefinitely. So please check your macking, man. But I'm going to tell y'all what the problem is. Homie really thought he was putting that work in. So the problem came from seeing old buddy still being able to come home and old buddy still putting that work in, and now he feeling like he thought he was once the man. You know, I was hitting the shit on the low. I was beating it up. But now the boyfriend's still in the pit. Shorty didn't get rid of the boyfriend. You know, she ain't stupid. You know, she used him the same way the nigga might have got snacks and shit from her, but she was basically using this nigga for some dick. That's pretty much what it is. So homie, and he's in his feelings now because he's saying she didn't get rid of the boyfriend. So now me and him both is playing in the same ass, and she treating us both like we some side niggas. Now he mad. He ain't really mad at the girl. He mad at the dude. He need to check his feelings, man. Check your feelings, dude.
He mad at himself.
Check your feelings. Like comedian Ron Davis said, bruh, you had the perfect picture going, man. Check your fucking feelings, man. Matter of fact, just leave the lady alone. Leave her alone because you're going to fuck up her happy home. You dumbass nigga, you're going to fuck up her happy home.
He clearly wasn't ready for what she was dishing out.
He definitely wasn't ready. I'm gonna tell you what happened though. But I'm gonna tell you the guy had it too. I'm trying to tell the Lord love that. This nigga went over here. He went over that motherfucker. And she put that ghetto tongue on that dick. That nigga said, I'm dead. This is it. I wanna marry her right now.
I'm about to shoot a boyfriend.
Look, Briz, bro. I swear to God, it ain't nothing better in the world than to have some good pussy, some good head, and a whole shitload of snacks, nigga. I'm telling you.
Y'all niggas think
so. So y'all saying he's changing around. He ain't saying she ain't shit no more. She be shit.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say you wasn't shit. I meant to say you are the shit.
Listen. Brother got caught up in the ghetto pussy. It happens sometimes.
It happens, right?
It happens,
right?
Well, you know what? Candy, I was going to try to get us in on this one, but I didn't know that a woman can fucking give some advice on this one because this shit is...
Whatever, I need her address because I need some snacks because she can be my friend.
No, you got to work for this.
I'm trying to buy some of the stamp shit. One of the ghettoest looking chicks on this side of North Carolina. This chick riding beside us, her hair was so short, but she managed to get her in a ponytail. That some of my bitch look like a fan ponytail. That's how shit just couldn't even curl. Yeah, look, all y'all women
Yo.
Out there who ain't got enough hair to put that shit in a pony whip, stop it.
No, I disagree with you, Sheree. I disagree, Sheree. I got a good look at her, and she looked like a lucky woman. She looked just like a rabbit's foot. Wasn't quite a ponytail, but it looked just like a rabbit's foot. That's a lucky woman right there.
Ask her what her snacks look like. Ask her what her snacks look like.
Right. Number one, first of all,
what
this chick got a lot of face. Right, what them snacks do. But this chick got a lot of face because her car looked like it was some piece of shit put you on the highway. That means you trust your car enough to make it on the goddamn highway.
And the next exit is 3 miles.
Oh, bitch, you need to start praying. You need to start praying. All right. So that was that T question. You know, I just got an inbox on the T with Reed. And this person wants to remain anonymous, so this is a live, on-air, immediate reaction he would request.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, panel. Here we go. Then the T would read, why is it these young adult males my age want to walk around with their pants slapped off their ass? Like their drawers are always dingy and got some weird-ass designs. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm into some of these current trends, but it works my nerves to see a fine young man come by, and as he walked by, the back of his jeans missed. Laughed out loud. What's wrong with him? These motherfuckers want to go to jail, and they want somebody to play in their ass. That's
Breed.
All it is.
Let Brig answer that.
Oh, Jesus. See, Ricardo.
Yeah, I would definitely get at the bridge because he's so pro-black.
Let's see what Mr. C. Ricardo is. Let's make sure he's still on the line. His eating ass probably hung himself up, which I think he probably did. He got to be the smartest person in the world. Mr. C. Ricardo.
Yes, I'm here. I fucked up. My bad.
We see you fucked up. Hey, did you hear the question?
Yeah, I did hear the question. I did hear the question. That's why I hung up, because I heard the question. It pissed me the fuck off. And I hit the this shit pissed me off. I hit the wrong shit. God damn. I hit the wrong shit. My fault, y'all. I'm so sorry. Listen. Real talk. As we get a certain age, women shouldn't even look at a man that's got his fucking drawers showing out in public. You know, as you become a certain age, your pupils shouldn't even move towards a nigga with his fucking pants hanging below his ass and his drawers showing. Like, real talk, this situation has gone on so far, and we've allowed it to go on so far because we just look past it and don't say shit. That these fools actually think is cool. Like, they actually think it's trendy. They think it's in style. It's some cool shit. But it's nothing worse than to see a 30-plus-year-old man with his fucking pants sagging and his drawers showing. I often say, I wish North Carolina would adopt a law to where you will be fined if you don't fucking pull your pants up. The only reason why I don't want that law to take effect is because it'll trickle down to other shit. But I don't know what it's going to take for men of a certain age to just pull their fucking pants up. I honestly don't know. But that's
right.
If you are a lady and a guy approaches you and he looks like that, please address the issue. Don't compliment this nigga on his eyes. Don't compliment this nigga on his muscles or none of that shit. Just say, hey, man, listen, I'm a lady. And I don't really deal with men that wear their clothes like that. Will y'all please do that for me? Please do that for me, because this shit has got to stop somewhere. It's got to stop somewhere. I don't know where, but it's got to stop somewhere.
And, you know what, just to piggyback off of that, you know, I seriously think that there is a disconnect somewhere. Somewhere along the line, there is a disconnect where men, especially black men, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've seen some white boys do it, but there's a disconnect that has happened somewhere along the line where men think, or guys think, that some of them, for the most part, think that you can get a woman's attention by dragging your britches to the floor. Like, can we bring that? It ain't even got to be that Renaissance time frame, but can we bring it back to men dressed like men? We ain't got all
exactly.
this with these little rappers in skirts and tight-ass britches and doing
right.
fucked-up female dances. Like, seriously, when I was growing up, my mama used to always say, the stuff you listen to ain't music. That ain't music. Well, we had growing up was music, and I'd be like, yeah, all right, Ma. Now that I'm older, the shit my kids listen to, I'm like, what is this bullshit? Look at the red.
Right.
You got a book on the finger.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right.
Like, that ain't music.
Right.
That's not music.
Right, that's
you bring
so
back more leaders of a new school, more than other. I mean, bring back some real rap.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at me
right.
like, you old. So, I mean,
yeah,
each generation gets wiser but weaker. And I want to
yeah.
know where all my real men are. I mean, if you are a real man, then why aren't you teaching the ones under you how to be real men? When you see them with their britches hanging out, don't just shake your head and keep on walking. You know, let them know. Listen, if you got to flash your pistol before you tell them what the fuck you got to tell, do that. Let them know. This is hip-hop, and I ain't here for no problems. I just want to let you know, as a young man, females don't need to be seeing your butt. They don't need to be seeing your drawers. Half of y'all got
That's
holes in the back of them motherfuckers, and you don't even know it.
That's real, though. That's real.
I mean, I don't want to see that shit, and I don't want my daughters bringing none of that shit home. Because I'm making these niggas tap dance. I'm looking off shots at these clowns.
Right. I'm going to tell you some real shit, though, because, and I'm only saying this because I came from that era, you know what I'm saying? I just turned 29, you know what I'm saying? So that shit is just kind of like, I'm going to tell you some real shit. I'm going to tell you what made me stop. I went out to Boston's House of Jazz. Shout out to the whole Boston's, you know, family.
You went to where?
I went to Boston's
went to
House of Jazz.
No,
Gino,
no,
Gino,
no, Gino, no.
You went what?
No.
Nigga, we were having a perfectly good damn discussion before you even had to mention that place. You and
okay.
everybody else listening here already
know
how
okay.
I feel
I
about
know.
Boston.
I don't know. And, oh, man, I got to fall back from that. And that taught me a lesson right there. That taught me a huge lesson because $4 million centered around me, if I can get 200, nigga, I would be fine. But he didn't invest in me because of my appearance. So I had to change that. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something, Gino? Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
You really didn't come from that era. We actually started that shit. Like, if you 34, 35, 36 years old, 40 years old, we started that shit. The New York niggas started it. Then you had people like Chris Cross. They turned their shit backwards. You had people like TLC. They wore their shit extremely baggy. Like we, it was a crazy movement in the 90s. In the 90s, the movement was crazy. It was an unbelievable movement. But what happened was we got older. When we got older, we should have known better. We should have gotten smarter. But what it appears to be is we've gotten older and niggas don't want to grow up. So they still wearing fucking clothes hanging. You know, it's almost embarrassing to have come from such a rich culture in hip hop. You know, it was amazing in the 90s. The shit was amazing in the 90s because it was just a movement. You know, we all said we don't have to conform to business attire. We can do our own thing. We can wear big jeans. We can wear big shirts. You know, we can wear gawky jewelry and shit. But the thing about it, in the 90s, we was in our 20s. You know, we were still young at heart. We was young in mind. But if you're 30-plus years old now and still wearing that shit, you a fucking joke. Like, you are a fucking joke. And you are an embarrassment to our culture. You are an embarrassment to us. Because just as well as those gentlemen told you, hey, man, I want to invest in you, but every time I see you, you know, you wearing shit like this. Yeah, that's the shit that happens. That's what happens when we go into when we try to be something, you know, that we want to be, but society has moved on from certain shit.
Right, right.
You know, so I mean, like, you know, I mean,
and
it's
then,
unbelievable.
And then you gotta think about it too. Now I'm a straight music lover. Period. It don't matter what it was. So whenever I've seen these artists dressing like that, looking like that, that's what I wanted to be.
Emulation.
I was like, fuck it, man. I'm sagging, I'm throwing my hat back, I'm doing all this, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I felt like I had to do to be, you know what I'm saying, to be on their level. So I was
like, We all wanted to be that way.
Yes.
But see, I'm going to inject here because what I found out in the last couple of weeks, I have discovered that if somebody wants your business, wants to invest in you bad enough, they are going to do research on you before they even get the top. Like, literally, a young lady that I work with, that I do business with, we ended up having to go to one of the banks to start up the whole business account, you know, for everything that I got going on. Literally, when I walked in that bank, number one, I was totally impressed because the gentleman that I was meeting with was in a three-piece suit. There was not a hair out of place on his head. He spoke with such diction and control. And then when we got behind closed doors, this man began to spit shit out about me as if he was my biggest fan. You know what my dumb ass did? I want to transfer all my money from all my other bank accounts into that bank. Simply because he did his research on me before I stepped foot in there. He said, Lady Shamar, or do you want to go by Cherie? How's Gap Too Small? Yeah, it's a straight shot up. How's Gap Too Small coming along? I see your teeth going to come out. I'll have your teeth. It is one. Like, literally, this mug has done his research on me. You know what? If he had asked me for some ass, I probably would have spread eagle on his desk. Like, literally, that turned me off.
The fact
that he had done his research, and the same thing applies, and I looked at this guy, and as we conversed, I learned that he wasn't too far off in age that I am. And I was very impressed, and I told him, I said, you did your research on me before I came in here. He said, that's what I do. Yeah! Nipples got all the man stuff. Look, if anybody
pussy
needs
got wet, everything. Pussy got wet.
Girl, yeah, I had to calm that thing down. I ain't had no panty draws on. I would have messed up with my business suit.
I'm sorry, Deisha.
I'm just saying.
Deisha.
Yes, honey. So, I mean, yeah, anybody need to open up some bank accounts, you know, if you ain't going to be overdressing your shit, you look me up. I got a reference, you know, somebody I can check out. He's awesome at what he does. So, like I said, you know, makes me like that place a little bit more than what I did. Simply because, and don't get me wrong, Church Hills is always going to be my home. Well, always. Church Hills, located at 213 South Elm Street. Y'all go check it out. Go on and check. Anyway, but I'm just saying, Church Hills is always
going to be my home.
Wait a minute,
did you say 213?
213
South Elm Street? 213
South
Elm Street, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, right in the heart of downtown.
Right in the heart of downtown. Lord, if you hit, I want some of that money. I'm going to fuck you up, Gino V.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, the fact that some older guys could pull your coattail and put you up on game, I like that. And you know, when I see young ladies being, you know, acting as if, you know, they have not a care in the world, or, you know, like when I see these little spot challenges on Facebook, if you got a fat camel toe posted, and then you see a plethora of ignorant girls posting up camel toes.
I saw chicks like dancing in the
Right, right. That's true. That's true. Damn.
What? The problem is, they see artists like Drake, and they say, that nigga talks about his emotions, and whatever, he's soft. He looks soft. Or he acts soft. I don't know if y'all know anything, but Drake be getting ass. Drake gets a lot of ass.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah.
But they don't care nothing about that. They like, he ain't hard enough. He ain't thug enough.
He can get this off.
What did they tell us about this person, too?
Trying to educate and uplift our people ain't really cool no more. Like, you may be able to target some young teens, 13, 14, 15, but when you start talking 21, 25, 28, 29, you can't tell them niggas shit, man. Them niggas already know every goddamn thing. So,
Hold on, motherfucker. I just said 29.
You know what they see more than anything? When we grew up, me and Gino, when we grew up, Tupac was that nigga.
Okay.
He was a thug, but he was so socially conscious it wasn't even funny.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We had awareness. Look, hey, Young Thug ain't teaching these niggas nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not nothing.
That's right. You're exactly right.
Brenda's got a baby is real.
Yeah,
you're real.
A lot of Brenda's have a baby around his head.
Well, you don't know what you get out of.
I don't know what they got.
Look,
they got
them young thug
pieces.
This is
what we're going to do. We're going to jump on to the next team. This next team, y'all know every episode I have one team that somebody writes me in, and that shit crushes my heart that it makes me want to cry. Well, all of my listeners, everybody that's yes, fish. I know. Like this one right here is that one out of all of the ones that I have listed here and have selected to go over and answer tonight. This one right here fucked with me, and I mean it fucked with me hard to the point where I want to know who this motherfucker is, so I can do something to him. So, all right, y'all, brace yourself. We're gonna hit this border on it, because I want Sugarfoot or Bad, whichever one is bad on this. And so, Mr. C. Ricardo, after I read the team, I'm going to need you to introduce Bad.
I definitely will.
Because I'm going to need Bad to answer this motherfucker. And then after Bad gets done, we're gonna let Ron Davis hit that one. And then after Ron Davis, we're going to hit Gino V. After Gino V, Mr. C. Ricardo himself, because y'all don't want a bitch like me to answer, because I'm...
Hold on. Wait a minute. I already been drinking. This may not be.
It's time.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah, it's time for bad. It's time for bad. Cause you know what? We got 18 minutes left in the show, and you ain't even brought her ass out for the people to meet.
Let go.
Oh Lord. Okay, well here we go. Here is the question. It is the question. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, because I meant
I answered you like I wasn't.
Right, like you wasn't in talk with me. Like literally, we're going through some heavy trees and heavy wooded areas. So I want to make sure y'all hear me on this one. All right, here we go. Hi, Reed. I'm a college student here in Greensboro from Baltimore. I was raised pretty sheltered and pampered by my parents, so making wise decisions on not getting myself hurt has been somewhat of a problem for me since I've been in Greensboro. As you can probably guess, I linked up with a bad boy while being here, and he talked me into having a menage a trois with him, but it was female.
Is three in French.
I know.
Y'all had an orgy.
My bell's bondsman. If you listen online, I see you calling me my dude, but I can't click over because I'm on video. So I am in jail. If that's me that you're suing, somebody with my same name downtown, I'll call you back. All right, so let me pick back up.
Damn.
Yeah, my bell's bondsman was calling me. That's my dude. Anyway, bitch stay in trouble all the time. Fuck y'all, don't judge me. Okay, here we go. As you can probably guess, I linked up with a bad boy while being here, and he talked me into having a menage a trois with him, but it was with four other females. So this motherfucker had a great orgy. So anyway, unbeknownst to me, he recorded the whole thing. Now that I've told him that I would not ask for any more money so I can pay his bill, he's threatening to send the video to my parents and a half of the school. What should I do? I never wanted to disappoint my parents. Can you also please keep me anonymous? Oh, I love you. I love you too. I'll be at your next show. I want to see you at the show and point this fuck boy out. But anyway, bad. Oh, no. Mr. C. Ricardo, can you please introduce bad?
Ladies and gentlemen, this young lady is all the way from Gibsonville, North Carolina. She's known to always have a Newport Long cigarette and a bottle of Jack Daniels at all times.
Yeah!
Her street name is Bad, but we all know and love her as Miss Barbara Ann Davis. Ladies and gentlemen,
Barbara Ann motherfucking Davis. Is this
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so this red wine is really setting in this motherfucker right now. So,
yes, Barbara Ann.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, you trying to say, what's the fucking problem? You fucking right.
Right.
Let's go.
And you getting a nut, right?
Let's go.
Right.
What's the fucking problem?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep fucking and get your nut.
Okay.
Work out what nobody else is saying. Shit, fuck. And
well,
you asked for Barbara
Ann. This nigga done recorded her having sex with a group load of gang load of
You know what? You know what? This ain't the first time you done got recorded fucking.
I promise you, this
ain't the first time you done got recorded. Suck it up to the game and keep it moving.
Dang.
Keep that shit moving. Charge it to the game. There it is.
Right.
Bad is a motherfucker.
Yes. So, next up, what's your take on that?
All right. I don't know if it's going to be popular, but the shit is just real, so I hope you listen. All right, first off, how tall is Coach Carter or whatever his name is? Because he had five balls in the band at one time, that nigga had a starting five.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And just
yes,
because
sir.
That nigga recorded the game doesn't mean that that's a problem. Okay,
right.
If you thought it was okay to have sex with one nigga and four women,
come on here.
Recorded is the least of your problem.
Yeah.
Come on here.
Yes.
Come on here.
You're gonna say when you were supposed to have a menage a trois. Listen to me. A menage a trois is 30. I just print. Don't you remember me? Come on, come on. Okay. I know what the fuck. Six motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That is six motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's a menage a trois. Et trois. Okay, that's three and three.
Mm-hmm.
You should say menage.
You
can say menage a trois with the right person.
Huh?
Goddamn right.
Jesus,
goddamn
right.
Right.
Hello.
You're not sad that it happened. You're sad that you got caught.
Right.
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 Hey, listen. And when you were thinking about your parents, and when you were slapping it up, flipping it, rubbing it down, oh, no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I don't even know why you're so upset. You're about to get so much attention now.
Right.
Like, you are on the spotlight now. You,
look,
it's every girl.
Right.
Listen,
right.
You ain't the first one to be a part of a nigga's starting five. You're
right.
The first one I've heard of is playing the game at the same time. Usually, I gotta leave my point guard house to go see the center. But all y'all
yep.
at the same time.
Don't get your ass beat, Gino. We all know who you're talking to.
You're right.
No, no,
you're
no,
right.
No, 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 no. He said,
You're right.
Fuck
y'all. You're right. Here's what
you
got to say.
The green
listen.
Girl jump off.
Why got to be green? Oh. Okay, listen. This is what I'm saying. Now, Sheree, now let me get this right. Now, this is a female talking, right?
Correct. She's a college student.
She's a college student, and she said she had that's not a menage a trois. That's a pimp she was dealing with.
That's an orgy.
She had. So it was her plus three other females, and then the guy.
Her plus four other females.
Four others.
Was Pinky there?
Hey, listen, that nigga tough. But listen what I'm telling you. If he's threatening you that if you don't do such and such to get money for him and that he's going to send the shit out to her parents on the behalf of the school, right? Am I saying that right?
He's going to send it to her parents and to other people that go to the school.
Okay, this is what I think you should do. Now, here's where Thug Nasty Nasty Thug come out right here. You should call that motherfucker and say, bitch, send it. Straight up.
Yes.
Send the motherfucker. Because what's going to happen is, it ain't just going to put her on blast. It's going to put his ass on blast, too. So whatever the fuck. Listen, and it's not going to be no shit where she's going to get kicked out of school. Because what you do in your personal time is what you do in your personal time. She just don't want to disappoint her parents. Baby, listen, your parents know you getting dick. They just don't know exactly what extent you get the dick. They know you getting the dick now.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but my thing is this right here. Call that motherfucker and say, send the motherfucker. Try me.
Right.
Try me. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, look, a motherfucker told me one time, he said, you want to see a bitch come out of a nigga, do some shit he ain't used to. Because I guarantee you, this ain't the first time he even did that shit. Straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To that motherfucker, say, Gino told me to call you and say, fuck you, send the goddamn clip and see what happens.
Yeah. Right.
Because if
send the goddamn footage.
We got 5 minutes left for the show. Mr. C. Ricardo, please, what is your take on this, sir?
You know, I agree with everybody else. Everybody else has already spoken well. This young lady hasn't really came into adulthood yet. She's playing an adult by being set up in these type of sexual escapades, but her mental isn't on an adult level yet, because if she was thinking as an adult, she would already say, nigga, fuck you, fuck everything you stand for. I tell my parents my goddamn self what I'm doing out here. I'm in college.
Yep.
I'm almost certain my parents know that I'm having a good motherfucking time while in college. So, and another thing I would say is call his bitch ass out on being a bitch ass nigga. Just say, you's a bitch ass nigga for one setting me up and not letting me know that you was going to put me on camera. So that's what I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody my bitch ass set me up and put me on camera.
Yep.
And I'm almost certain that there are some laws that will back her up with this dumbass nigga invading her privacy and putting her on video like that.
Then you tell this
stupid motherfucker. Then you tell this dumbass nigga, you stupid bitch, it's four other women in the goddamn video, you dumb fucker. Like, what you going to do? You ain't just embarrassing me. You embarrassing everybody in the fucking video, you dumbass nigga. So listen, what she has to do is, like Gino B said, she has to literally step outside of herself and say, nigga, I dare you to send the goddamn video. If you know what's good for you, you will take that goddamn video and destroy it. That's what she was doing.
Especially if your dick game ain't strong.
Nigga.
But you know what? I'm going to say this. I started out reading this situation. Of course, y'all know me. I'm real sympathetic to a victim. And I was all for shooting and fighting for her in her corner. But after hearing all of y'all's different opinions on things, either planned and now it didn't turn out the way she wanted to, and if that's the case, then baby doll, you gonna have to man up and even call it niggas bluff. But if it wasn't that some shit that she did not know was being recorded, then I totally wholeheartedly agree with C. Ricardo. Y'all call a fuck ass nigga out. First of all, nigga, you gonna look like a man for a second.
Right.
No, he not, because to the niggas, he going to be like, God damn, he got four of them on there, cuz. But to the females, he'll never get a piece of pussy on campus ever again. Swear to God.
You're right. You're right. They scared the niggas going to record it.
Exactly. He'll be able to strike his dick on a goddamn brick wall and start a fire. This shit going to be so dry, I swear to God. I put on everything I love. He won't get a stitch of pussy ever after that.
That's real.
That's just being real. Because I know dumb niggas that did it already. And that's what they had to deal with.
Yeah, nah, they couldn't hear you because Marie was talking like hell, but her signal went out.
We couldn't hear shit she said. We ain't heard nothing she said. Damn.
I told her. I was listening. She was like, well, let me talk to your phone. I was like, my shit on mute. I'm liking what they got going on. I wasn't trying to interrupt.
Right.
My thing was, this is...
I'm coming to fuck back in. Kiss my ass.
There you go.
You know what I realized? I do need to say this. After hearing everybody's perspective, you know, now all of a sudden, I don't like Coach Carter. I don't like Coach Carter no more.
Right.
I'm going to tell you why. Nigga, you found five women to fuck you at one time, and you threatening them? What kind of shit is that?
Exactly.
Nigga,
exactly.
You don't threaten the team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are clearly team players. What is,
exactly.
Listen, if I ever find five women who want to have sex with me at the same time and are okay with it, I'm going to work my ass off. My ass off to get this six-bedroom house.
Yeah,
I gotta
take
care of them. These women are special. Sweetheart, you are special.
And
don't let this nigga tell you different.
And for some reason, can they hear me through your phone? Oh, yeah, I'm on. Okay, so get this, y'all. We got a minute and a half left of the show. But before we get out of here, y'all can hear feedback?
Yeah.
We hear.
I don't know. Okay, so anyway, this is what I'm going to say. Before we even get out of here, I'm going to definitely make sure I do something that I did not do before I started the show. And it's definitely let you guys know that the tea will ring will be dropping on May 15th. We got coffees and teas. We got the website up. I'm going to drop the website name where you can go online and order your coffees and teas now to have it before May 15th. Look at God, won't he do it?
Yes.
Amazing plan. Yes.
Ah.
Yes. You know, you will be able to order your coffees and teas. I'm giving an EPA estimated time of arrival of about maybe perhaps 2-3 days max, and you will be able to go online and order your tea with Reed. So I wanted to get that out of there. We have 50 seconds left for this show. Everybody who has joined us, listen online, stream live, or called in to listen, yo, go and check out everybody that's on this panel on Facebook. You think I'm fucking foolish? Every last one of these motherfuckers got me beat. Mr. Ryan Davis, just like it says, find him on Facebook. Media writer. Go to Who the Hell is Ryan Davis? That's a page, too.
Yes.
Go ahead and like that. We got Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S. Please go find Mr. Get It Done. This motherfucker cuts up far worse than I do. Miss Candy Sugarfoot Irvin, C-A-N-D-I, Sugarfoot, S-U-G-A-F-O-O-T, Irvin, find him on Facebook. Mr. Gino Kinsing, G-I-N-O, Kinsing, find him on Facebook. And I am yours truly, comedian Lady Shamar. Find me, Shereen Martin, on Facebook, S-H-A-R-R-I-E-M-A-R-T-I-M. You guys, that is our time. We have definitely hit the end of the on-air time, but I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Catch us on Monday, where we will be bringing back Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, Mr. Gino V, and then we got some of the GTS comics that's going to be joining us. Shout out to Mr. Hollywood. Shout out to Mr. Anson Hughes. Shout out to Shonda Funny.
Briggs.
Shout out to Comedian Q. Yes, GTS.
Yeah.
So
Briggs,
do join us Monday.
Love you too, sir.
And I love all of you guys for being on the panel. I thank y'all.
Love y'all.
And y'all, I thank y'all for tuning in to the Tingle Reef. Y'all have a good night I'm going to draw on the
great show.
Yeah.
Have a great show, Sheree. Have a great show.
Thank you. I will. You know I'm a rep for Drinksboro.
Oh, yeah.
I already know.